Singapore recorded its highest spike in COVID-19 cases attributed to foreigners living and working there, and it has triggered Malaysia to look at its own numbers. Similar to Singapore, Malaysian foreign workers are currently living under the same circumstances as their Singaporean counterparts, in dormitories, which led to the spread of COVID-19 at their living spaces. In a report released by The Star, Health Director General Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said that so far, a total of 601 foreigners have tested positive, with 356 currently being treated. Meanwhile, 242 have recovered and 3 dead. Adding that the foreigners comprise of Indonesians, Filipinos, Bangladeshis, Indians and Pakistanis, Dr. Noor Hisham says that the term foreigner refers to migrant workers, tourists, asylum seekers and refugees. We must heed this situation in view that Malaysia also has a lot of foreign workers. Steps must be taken to prevent the spread of the virus among foreigners. Currently, Malaysia has not detected any COVID-19 clusters among foreign workers, but continuous efforts are underway to screen them. Dr. Noor Hisham adds that the ministry will focus on high-risk areas with a huge population of foreign workers. The screening is ongoing with our PKD, district health offices. So far we have not seen a cluster formation. It is a continuous process. Let's hope that the government's efforts will help to stop the outbreak of a new COVID-19 cluster. Also read, Indonesia now highest COVID-19 cases in ASEAN at 5,923. You have reached the end of this story.